And did those feet. Walking through 2,000 years of British and Irish history. By Charlie Connolly. Read by David Thorpe. Introduction. The prospect of staying at the Norwich Travel Lodge is not usually one to set the heart aflutter. There are more exotic destinations in the world. There are more exotic destinations in Norwich. But as my train pulled out of Liverpool Street Station and the sunlit back gardens of the East London suburbs flitted by in a rapid, silent slideshow of terraced domesticity, a child's tipped-over plastic tricycle, a mildew-darkened greenhouse with a smashed roof pane, a chained collie bucking and barking soundlessly, I caught sight of my reflection in the sun flashes that occasionally illuminated the window. I was smiling. And I was heading for the Norwich Travel Lodge. Clearly something strange was afoot. As the houses and steel-fenced prefabricated industrial units began to thin out in favour of more and more greenery, I looked up at the rucksack strap swinging from the overhead storage shelf where I'd wedged it after an inelegant sprint across the concourse for the train and tried to think about what lay ahead. I thought about how I would soon be making this journey in reverse, and how it would take me a lot longer than this, even if, as inevitably came to pass, we sat outside with them for an hour and a half due to a points failure. I thought about how, when I got to Norwich, I would be saddling up Shanks's pony and walking back. That's walking back, with my rucksack strapped to me like a snazzier version of Dick Whittington's hanky on a stick, a sturdy pair of boots on my feet, and, hopefully, a song in my heart, and a rainbow draped around my shoulders. I was setting out...